so I was, you know, very involved with Disney. I was very involved with science fiction. I had watched the burgeoning death of scarcity on the internet, where the goods that were of increasing importance, which is to say information goods, were of declining scarcity. And generally speaking, importance and scarcity go hand in hand. You know, it's, we don't, although there are things that are non-scarce and important, we don't give them a lot of thought because, of course, they're not scarce, like oxygen, right? It's not as important as it is. You don't spend a lot of time worrying about, you know, global oxygen policy. And yet, you know, bits are of vast and increasing importance, and the scarcity of bits has been in decline now for a decade and is about to rupture. You know, the existence of hard drives that are capacious enough, for example, to store every song ever made, and soon every movie ever made, and not long after that every movie, every song, every word ever written, and network carrying capacity that's large enough to move substantial fractions of that, and local device-to-device peer-to-peer networking that's large enough to sync public shares of that stuff, essentially means a complete rupture of the of anything that relies on the scarcity of bits. And so I wanted to write a book about what the end of scarcity might mean and how you might arrange those resources that remain scarce, the scarce resources, in a world where the economics of scarcity had been all but abolished. And so, you know, the fusion of those things, I guess, made down at the Magic Kingdom.